This is Studio Session Shorts. I'm Abe Beeson.
Those of us who have the gift, we got to acknowledge the gift. And the only way you can say it's a gift is because there's a giver. The giver gave you a gift. Or who's the giver? That's up to you to figure that out. But there's a giver to give you a gift.
That's pianist and composer Monty Alexander talking about the gift of playing music. Born in Jamaica, Alexander is a master at weaving bright Caribbean influences into his swinging improvisations. A regular visitor to Seattle's Jazz Alley, we caught Alexander's trio on stage there in 2024 with Luke Selleck and Jason Brown on bass and drums. Think Twice from Monty Alexander's trio at Jazz Alley. Alexander celebrated his 80th birthday the day before this session, and he talked about growing up and learning about music in Jamaica.
I always went out of my way to be with my elders and bring respect, and that's how I must have picked up music. My wisdom didn't come from school or academy, or I didn't learn any school music. I don't read music. I just play notes that make me feel good, you know?
Alexander's birthday marked another important anniversary. He was born on D-Day, the 1944 Normandy landings that marked the beginning of the end of World War II. His full name is Montgomery Bernard Alexander, named for the British general who led the Allied invasion.
When you're born on that great day, and when your parents name you after Montgomery, you're aware of it.
That's River of Peace, Monty Alexander and his trio, recorded for KNKX at Jazz Alley. The song is from his then-new album called D-Day. Alexander said he took the opportunity of this double milestone to make a political statement with the album.
It's about saying war is not the answer. We need to fight for peace, people coming together. And that's what we do. We want to see people of different walks, different nations, ethnics, whatever, come together and say, we like each other, we like you.
In 1961, when Alexander was just 17, his family moved from Jamaica to Miami, where the young pianist started playing in nightclubs. A few months later, Alexander caught the attention of Frank Sinatra, who convinced him to move to New York City, where Alexander fell in love with the people and the music.
Jazz is really America's greatest gift to the world. I mean, because it represents people coming together. When people of different racial, ethnics, what have you, are playing that music together, become family. Yeah, maybe there's one guy kind of leading the pack, but it's a democracy.
That's Look Up from Monty Alexander's trio session, a song he wrote about thinking and feeling optimistic. Though his D-Day album touches on politics, Alexander says playing music is a religious experience that fills his spirit and all of his senses.
You know, it's like church meeting in the Baptist church when people say, yeah, you know. And that's how I feel when I start playing. And something about music, I smell it. I don't just hear it, I feel it, I smell it.
I'm not sure I can smell it, but Monty Alexander's music sure goes straight to the heart. And now at 82, he shows no signs of slowing down. For KNKX, I'm Abe Beeson.